This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. About 100 people Tuesday visited the Aleutian Pribilof Island Association's offices in Anchorage to celebrate the publication of a book about some of the region's traditional foods and to enjoy some of those foods. Eliodora Filimonov, who contributed some of the Anungan language text in the book, explained the book's title.
Kakamevo means to hunt or fish for food and collect plants and subsistence and whatever is edible out there. The traditional foods and recipes from the Aleutian and Pribilof Islands. And this book is not only for the Aleuts, but for all the natives and the non-natives. There are many good recipes in there that'll be helpful, especially some people with diabetes and other sicknesses that they may have.
The book includes recipes for dishes such as stuffed auklet, jellied meat made from fur seal flippers, and cod stomach stuffed with liver. The menu for the reception included dishes such as seagull egg pie, which is made with sugar and vanilla. ATCA elder Sally Swetsoff says the book includes other recipes that incorporate Western ingredients.
Besides just the traditional ways that are in the book, there's also those that we accepted, you know, that was introduced to us, you know, those. So it's got, you know, all that in there. So it's a great combination. It just works really nice.
The book's author, Sue Ann Unger, says the book includes hundreds of recipes for marine mammals, fish, birds, plants, and foods gathered from tidal areas, as well as stories from elders, sections on traditional values, and, she says, much more.
We have the language in both dialects incorporated throughout the book, so hundreds of words in Unangam Tanu are in the book in both Eastern and Atkin dialect, and a lot of cultural historical information teased out of a lot of different resources from our region. So it is kind of a unique book, maybe trying to accomplish a lot, but it's kind of a reference book, really, for our region.
Unger says she and 9 collaborators, plus many more contributors, worked on the book for 6 years, doing research, compiling recipes from earlier, smaller cookbooks, and interviewing elders to collect new recipes. She says a grant from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention helped pay for the research and for printing costs, which allows APIA to sell the book for $25 per copy.
Well, it's 381 pages long, and it's full color and hardback, and it is a beautiful book. Many of the photographs they're not professional photographs, but they're action photographs of people preserving, preparing different foods from our region. We also have a lot of beautiful historic photographs in it from archives worldwide, even from Russia, from Scotland, all different archives that house some of the photographs from preserving and harvesting foods in our region.
As attractive as the book is, Dr. Gary Ferguson of the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium says it's also designed to be put to use.
This is how we live. This isn't how we lived. You know, I've seen many books that talk about our indigenous people, and especially our region. We were the first to be colonized in the 1740s and 50s. People say, well, this is how they used to live. But what we're seeing right now is chronic disease, and some of the challenges we're facing are things that can be prevented. And they can be prevented with a lot of the wisdom and knowledge that's found in this book. So this is a textbook for regular use.
For more information about Kakamegrut, traditional foods and recipes from the Aleutian and Pribilof Islands, visit the Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association website at apiai.org. South Central Foundation held a groundbreaking Tuesday to launch construction of a new building on the Alaska Native Medical Center campus in Anchorage. In a prepared statement, SCF said the 59,000-square-foot building will provide a large auditorium and training and meeting rooms. SCF will use the building to house a NUCA Institute, where it will share its methods for providing low-cost primary care services. It says also achieve improved outcomes. The building is scheduled for completion during the winter of 2015 and 2016. This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes.